Faith is the victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner is love, our sword, the word of God. We tread the road, the saints above, with shouts of triumph trod. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Victory, faith is the victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. On every hand the foe we find, drawn up in dread array. Let tents of ease be left behind, and onward to the fray. Salvation's helmet on each head, with truth all gird about. The earth shall tremble neath our tread, and echo with our shout. Faith is the victory. White raiment shall be given. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is the victory, faith is the victory, oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. Greet one another in victory this morning.
Well, good morning again, and we welcome you and thank you for worshiping with us, both here and online. And this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises, some continued prayer requests. We pray for Flossie McMurtry's family with her home going as we had the service yesterday. And I know we'll have individuals traveling. I believe Brenda Christensen is on her way back from her sister-in-law's funeral. And so we pray for her. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? I heard Kathy, there she is. Yes, I'm glad we got Kathy a ride today. It's I know it's not easy being dependent on others, but we're grateful that you're here. Other requests or praises? All right, let's pray.
Oh,
yeah, okay, thank you, Dave. Well, but it is still good to acknowledge our thankfulness. It does give us, for those that have been out in the field, a little break. We'll pray that as God protects all of our crops, that we're grateful for the moisture. I was very thankful for those that helped yesterday at the at Flossie's memorial service, especially Kelvin and Terry, who held the doors when the family came back, because it was pouring down rain. But I did ask others to pray that the rain would hold off until we were done with the graveside service, and it did. We were the hearse was the last vehicle out, and we got hit around the curve. We were away from the cemetery. So that is a praise that it held off till just after 3. Val. Yeah, and that is the reminder of Sanctity of Life Sunday is in January, but I believe Life Chain has started other places, but for our state, the first weekend in October is the South Dakota Right to Life Conference, and so sometimes that Life Chain correlates and corresponds to that time, but because of other activities, this Sunday from 2 to 3 over at the four-way stop is Life Chain here in town. And then there'll also be one down by Pleasant Valley. And I know Father Paul has been working on trying to get one going in Highmore. So to have another one around Highway 14. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning and we look outside the windows, is something that we have not seen much this summer. And we are thankful for the moisture that you have provided, for protection with the harvest going on and how dry things have been. We pray for our families that are out in the fields that are putting in such long hours, and with the rain it provides needed time to disconnect a bit. But Father, I pray that those that are desiring to get out in the fields, that anxiety, they'd be able to cast that upon you, that you will provide. And as many have been in the harvest, what you have provided has been a miracle. Father, I pray for those areas that have been devastated with the drought, that you would be an ever-present help as they make decisions. Father, we're thankful for the rain as it not only recharges the ground, but helps our pastures. Father, even yesterday, holding off while the family and friends were out at the graveside, we just continue to pray for Flossie's family, that you would, as you've promised, walk with them through this time of grief. Father, we lift up Brenda Christensen and her family as well with the passing of her sister-in-law. We just ask that you would give her travel mercies for all those that are out traveling, and especially those that may be coming to our state in the next several weeks and months with the different hunting seasons, that you would protect on the roads and the opportunities they will have, and maybe we will have to interact with them. Help us to be salt and light to these visitors to our state and visitors to our area. We pray for safety in their hunting, for success, and more importantly, that by looking at your creation, they would be again struck by awe of what a great creator you are and be drawn to you. Father, for our country, we lift up those that are in authority. We ask that you would be with our president and all of our elected leaders, both locally and nationally, that they would seek first your kingdom, that they would lay aside their own personal agendas and truly seek after your wisdom. For those that choose not to, that you would speak into their lives, that you would bring along individuals that would be able to be used by your Spirit to draw them to yourself. It is so easy to look on either side of the aisle and see someone as an enemy. And we're reminded by Scripture that our enemy is not flesh and blood, but it is the one that the principalities, the power of the air, he is our enemy. And he is the one who wants to stir up dissension. Father, we follow the King and Prince of Peace, and help us to be peacemakers, to be your ambassadors, not just with a political party, but with the gospel of Christ. That is the most important life-changing event that we can tell others about. For our country, with the reminder of life change, that you would help our elected leaders value life, not just the unborn, but all the way to our elderly, that life is precious to you. Father, we pray for our servicemen and women as they serve around the world, for those families in South Dakota that have had loved ones deployed, that you would protect, that you would provide for those families, and that you would bring their servicemen and women, mom, dad, back home safely. For our opportunities today, thank you for the opportunity to fellowship together, for the gifts that people have given. We understand that it is not something you need, but you ask of us so that we are reminded again how dependent we are on you. So we ask that you would use the gifts that both here and around the world. We pray for the Maines and Grenada, especially as they've gone through hurricane season and still more opportunities for storms. For the issues of COVID, that you would help them with their school and to be able to minister to the families on the island. So we lift all these things up to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand as we join together in hymn 350. Please stand. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, 350.
It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust him, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Please turn over to hymn 410. Hymn 410, my faith looks up to thee.
My faith looks up to thee, thou Lamb of Calvary, Savior divine. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be wholly thine. May thy rich grace impart strength to my fainting heart, my zeal inspire, as thou hast died for me. Be a living fire. While life's dark maze I tread, and griefs around me spread, my thou my guide, bid darkness turn to day, wipe sorrow's tears away. No, let me ever stray from thee aside. When ends life's passing dream, when death's cold threatening stream shall o'er me roll, blessed Savior, then in love, fear and distrust remove. Oh, lift me safe above a ransomed soul.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.
I invite you to open your Bible to Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Last week we concluded chapter 3, and we saw Paul's emphasis on the fact that salvation is through faith, that the righteousness of God is received by those who accept Christ as Savior, and they accept him through faith.
And we saw that Paul made clear near the end of chapter 3 that there is no room for human boasting when it comes to salvation, because there's nothing that we can do to earn salvation, to deserve salvation. And we're going to see that Paul, now beginning of chapter 4, again anticipates a possible objection or retort, if you will, from the Jews. So I'm going to read verses 1 through 12 of Romans chapter 4. What shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness, just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. Is this blessing then only for the circumcised, or also